just a comment on Spa. It's interesting that no one's actually sent us any questions on them. They came out with results that seemed to be good really results, good.
Yeah.
Shares up 5%. Do you think that was justified?
Yeah.
Look, I mean,
they're getting food inflation.
Their expansion's been in the right areas and they're handling them well. They're the first people, you know, that or group that have actually expanded without issues. Yes, they've overcome the issues, but Ireland, Switzerland, really?
I mean, it's actually. Just look at this chart. I mean, that chart is so rare to see.
Maybe I'll pick Spa tonight. Why not? Give me an idea then.
Okay. Well.
Why not?
Because you were also agnostic on a stock pick, and your concern when asked you during the break was Donald Trump.
Trade wars and Donald Trump and tweets. But I see the U.S. markets are totally naturally shrugging this lot off now. So maybe there won't be any big kickback from that. So. Spa looks
done
good.
Well.
Done well.
Okay, so you don't think we've missed the boat on this one?
No, look, if the economy, everyone's getting food inflation now, everyone. Mm-hmm. When you talk to Spa, the interview today, you chat to famous brands, you chat to Spur management. Now, I mean, this is all what I get told by companies. They all say there seems to be some stability. It seems to be the worst is over. Now, that's despite that catastrophic retail sales number that came out today. But when you chat to management, you've got their feet on the ground, it doesn't appear as though it's getting worse.
Mm. Okay.
Well, let's see what happens on Black Friday.
Oh, yes, Black Friday. Boycott Black Friday, I say.
When is it? The 28th?
Last
we'll go
last
for lunch on that day.
Well, there'll be no one in the restaurants, that's for sure.
Yes, sounds like we'll get a table. David, you're picking Honeywell.
Yeah.
Why? What's
Honeywell, remember that used to make big fat computers and that, but today it's a software business and really superbly run. You can see from that chart there. But what I like about it is where they're going. And they're going into the kind of software that runs industry, you know, that helps you cut costs and helps you do maintenance, etc. It's high level software in the aeronautic space and aircraft all over and in factories and various other places as well. So it's you know, we haven't got enough time to really go through it and that, but have a look at it. I think it's a super company. You know, we all bought General Electric and ignored Honeywell. Oh. We should have bought Honeywell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. David Wayne, thank you very much for joining us. As always, David Shapiro is from Sassman Securities, Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments, and Alicia will be back with more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. In the meantime, have a good evening. We'll be right back.